From Paradise to Pawpaw to Perry, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
I don't know why I love you like I do. If you missed it, the latest is a package mailed to Bob De Niro's restaurant. Robert De Niro has a restaurant. He has several, actually. This one in New York City where the bomb squad showed up from New York. I believe that's 9 packages now. 9 packages that we do not know the origin, the motive, the people behind it, and yet the speculation is running wild. The finger pointing is gone wild. CNN and MSNBC blaming the president for all of that. Just reckless behavior. Joining me here on the program, as he usually does on Thursdays, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be back with you.
Yeah, I think that we need to take a breath here. It drives me crazy to watch as people like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, CNN, Jeff Zucker, and everyone there, plus a host of others, getting on to television programs. Well, this is Donald Trump. Donald Trump has said these terrible things and so on, and start blaming and pointing fingers. And not, of course, they ignore the fact that Maxine Waters has called for aggression against Republicans and Hillary Clinton's done the same. But the point is, we don't know where these packages have come from. We, the civilians, don't know. Now, I believe, based on the news conference yesterday when the police say we have a tremendous amount of forensic evidence, that's them tipping their hat saying, we got a lot to go on here. And I believe that they should have somebody tracked down in 48 hours. As far as we know, it could be domestic, it could be foreign, could be a Republican, could be a Democrat, could be a nutcase. We don't know. And it's maddening to me, Congressman, that these people just shoot their mouths off, for lack of a better term. Your thoughts?
Well, that's true. I think we need to ratchet it down. And I think if people look at my record, they've seen that while we've spoken firmly about our positions, about the policies that we support as well as oppose, we've tried to do it in a rational fashion. That's what the whole republic democracy idea is about, that we have a constitution that treats us all equally and justly. And within the confines of that, we can speak very strongly about what we believe and where we'll move forward. But it would be nice to see the media, which is clearly aligned with the left-wing side, also be honest and call out statements by Hillary Clinton, most recently, Maxine Waters constantly, that are calling for incivility at the very least. And
yeah.
Silence at the worst. And when you look at some of our Hollywood elite as well, who have made statements at the Women's March and other things about bombing the White House and
all of these comments, murdering the president.
All of that stuff has to be ratcheted down. What happened yesterday is indeed an act of terrorism. What type of terrorism? I guess we'll find out. But having seen the FBI.
Well, it is terrorism. I mean, if your intention is to scare people, and by definition that is terrorism, then this was terrorism. But I think maybe it's important to look at people that have a history of this kind of behavior. Maybe we should be investigating people that have a history of this kind of behavior of domestic bombing. We know where the Unabomber is. We don't happen to know exactly where Bill Ayers is. I mean, if you want to talk about people that have a track record for this kind of behavior, maybe we should look up the Weather Underground and Bill Ayers. If we're going to just openly speculate, right?
Absolutely. No, I think leave it to the FBI, CIA, whoever is responsible to find out what happened. I know in the case of threats against myself, FBI did a great job, and the person was apprehended. This will take place in the coming days, I'm sure, for these events. But again, America settles its differences at the ballot box. And I think that's where it ought to be.
Which we'll be doing here very soon. And, I see your opponent. I have to be honest with you. I watch the attack ads on you. They're the ones, they show up in my house. And I stop and look. It's interesting that the attack ads on you, Congressman, they say, well, he said this and he did that. And it says like 2001, 2003. I'm like, that's the best stuff you can find is like all these ancient clips and comments. Most of them were well more than 10 years old. I'm thinking, wow, your opposition research for your opponent is coming up a little short.
Yeah, and it's interesting, even coming up short with things that have been debunked already and called absolute Pinocchios. or in one case, only a moron would believe it. And that's coming from the media doing the fact-checking on the things that were put out by other candidates against me over the years. And so, you know, it's a desperation attempt. It's sad to see, but I think the voters will do the right thing, and I appreciate that fact and count it a privilege
sure.
to represent this district.
You know, in other districts in the state, though, for the Democrats to take over the House, which is their dream, this whole blue wave notion, which has dissipated in large part because you look at a lot of these races the Real Clear Politics puts up, there's about 30 or 32 that are in the toss-up column. In order for the Republicans to hang on to Congress, they need 18 of those, and a lot of those races are looking pretty good right now for the Republicans, one of those being Mike Bishop here in Michigan's 8th Congressional District, one of your colleagues. By the way, a guy who was involved with violence aimed at politicians. He was the closest one to the gunman on that baseball field in Virginia last summer. Unfortunately, the gunman didn't see him, or our colleague Mike Bishop might not be here with us. So he's running a good race in the 8th. And then Lita Epstein has come from behind. It's a straight-up tie in the 11th Congressional District, Lena being the Republican, possibly your colleague in the future. These are both important seats, aren't they?
They certainly are. And the unbelievable amount of outside money that's coming in for their opponents is just unheard of when you can have a back-to-back million, $2 million quarter fundraising. And much of that comes from the Act Blue internet fundraising site that Democrats have, and it comes in small amounts that you can't even report. You don't track those. It comes to these Democrat candidates. You know, we're raising money at normal or historic proportions ourselves, but it doesn't come even close to what the Democrat left is putting into their candidates.
Sure.
And you have to ask why. And I think Mike has done a yeoman effort in his campaign, underfunded in comparison to his opponent, but his record is sound and secure, and I think the people of his district ultimately will do the right thing and elect him. We need him back on the Ways and Means Committee, serving there. He's just a good guy and a guy that people can trust.
He is a guy who's always been accessible to us as well, and we appreciate his service, and we'll see how that comes out. But you're right, the money being poured into that race, being brought in by the truckload from outside sources for his opponent in that race. And I think I mentioned to you, her husband ended up at my house asking if he could put a sign in my yard. I said, you know, this is probably not the best yard for your sign. I appreciate the, and I encouraged him to come on the program and said, would you have your wife come on the program? Gave him my card. Of course, that's been 2 weeks. I've heard nothing, but I treat everybody here fairly. Gretchen Whitmer's been on this program many times, and Dan Kildee from the 5th District is a guy who I've been able to have on this program many times. We don't agree on some things, but we do find some common ground. Things like cleaning up the water here in Michigan, the PFAS problem, the PFCs, and the things that have contaminated our water. That's a nonpartisan thing that we should all agree on. I'll give you 20 seconds on that particular point.
Well, and that's where we work together. Dan and I work together on the Flint issue, PFAS issue, as I've worked with Debbie Dingell as well and other Democrats. When we can agree, let's agree and move forward. When we disagree on a political or economic or public policy issue, we'll battle on that. But in the end, we move forward.
Sit tight right there, Congressman Tim Walberg. I'm talking to you, the audience, not him. He'll be right there. We're going to talk about this caravan, the optics of the caravan, and some other big issues that are coming up right after this on The Steve Gerber Show.
As University of Michigan regent, Andrea Fisher Newman has spent her career working to keep tuition low. That's why Newman has the support of Wolverine greats.
Hello, this is former University of Michigan football coach Lloyd Carr.
This is Jackie Harbaugh, mother of University of Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh.
Hi, this is Kathy Schembechler. I want to talk to you about my friend, Andrea Fisher Newman.
She's the most experienced board member and is never afraid to take a stand.
Andrea is an outstanding leader who has worked hard to keep tuition low so that all Michigan families can afford to send their kids to the University of Michigan.
Andrea does what is right for our state and our school, regardless of politics. That is why I am asking you to join me, Kathy Schembechler,
Jackie Harbaugh,
Lloyd Carr, in supporting Andrea Fisher Newman for University of Michigan Regent.
Support Andrea Fisher Newman for University of Michigan Regent and go blue. Paid for by Andrea Fisher Newman for U of M Regent.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.